Welcome to the Devil's Violin podcast, featuring stories and music recorded remotely in lockdown. The stories that we have chosen seem to speak in some way to the current crisis. The podcast is free, but if you wish to make a donation so we can create more, you can do so at www.thedevilsviolin.co.uk/donate. At our website, you can also buy a download of these and many other tales. Our thanks go to the Arts Councils of Wales and England for their support with this project. Today's stories are called The Devil and the Gypsy and Fill the House. Our thanks go to Taffy Thomas, from whom Daniel first heard Fill the House. There was once a gypsy. He travelled the highways and byways playing his fiddle. One night, as he came to a crossroads, he heard, "I say!" He turned, and there was a gentleman. But when the gypsy looked him up and down, he saw the gentleman had hooves where he should have had feet. "I've been watching you. You can make people feel whatever you want with that violin of yours. Happy, sad, wild, mad. You can make them lose all reason. I'd pay good money for that power. Name your price." Times were hard. It was true his music made people give more than they could afford, but that still wasn't very much. And the gypsy was getting old. His bones ached in the mornings. He thought, "I know, I'll ask for so much money that he storms off in a huff and a puff of smoke. Fill my pockets with gold and you can have my violin. Done." The gypsy's jacket and his trousers sagged. He put his hands in his pockets, and weren't his pockets filled with cold yellow gold? He was a man of his word. He sighed and handed over the fiddle. The devil took it and vanished. The gypsy walked on. He looked at his empty hands. Without the fiddle, he felt incomplete, as if he'd lost a limb. He bought another one, but it wasn't the same. One night, he found himself approaching the same crossroads, and who was waiting there but the devil waving his fiddle? "You conned me. How did you switch 'em?" "What?" "This thing. It doesn't work. It doesn't sound right. You sold me a dud. I've tried and tried, but I can't bend folk to my will like you did." "Give me it here." The devil handed it over. The gypsy, reunited with his fiddle, put it under his chin, and out of it came the most sublime sound. "Ah, what sorcery is this?" said the devil. "How come it sounds like that for you, but not for me?" "I sold you the fiddle," said the gypsy, "but I kept something else for myself. Something I will never sell to you or anyone. My soul." Thank you. Once upon a time, there was an old farmer. All his life he'd worked hard, and somehow, when he was old, he found himself rich. His home was a mansion, 37 rooms it had. And though he lived in a mansion, he remembered living in a hovel. And he was always generous to those in need. He held great feasts every harvest, ceilidhs every Christmas. He began to think about his legacy. He had 3 children, 2 sons and a daughter. The sons were grafters, but they weren't bright. His daughter was clever, but she was often unwell. How could he best look after them? He didn't know how to divide his estate fairly. After his funeral, the 3 children went to the lawyer to hear the reading of their father's will. The lawyer said, "Your father has stated that you each be given a sovereign. With that money, if you can buy something that fills every room in the house from ceiling to floor, you will inherit the farm." The eldest took the coin, fastened a horse to a cart, set off around the district. He bought every old mattress he could find. He dragged the mattresses into the house, slit them with his knife, and out burst feathers, he said. "I filled the house with feathers." Sure enough, the air was full of them. The lawyer, being a lawyer, had to inspect all 37 rooms. It took him so long to make his way through the house. By the time he came to the last one, the feathers had settled to the floor. The second son bought a box of candles. He lit a candle in every room. "Light, you see, I filled the house with light." The lawyer, being a lawyer, checked. By the time he reached the 37th room, the candle had burned out. The daughter, she bought an old fiddle. She opened every door and began to play. Some of the mourners were still in the house. Hearing the music, they remembered the good times the farmer had given them, the feasts and the ceilidhs, the little acts of kindness, and despite themselves, despite their grief, they smiled. The daughter said, "You see, I have filled the house. 3 times. I filled every room from ceiling to floor with music. Because I filled the house with music, I filled the house with joy. And together, joy and music make life. Even at my father's funeral, I filled his house with life." Her brother said, "She has won. Above all else, we want this house to be filled with joy and life." She said, "I have what you lack, and you have what I need. We will run the farm together." We hope you enjoyed our tales. The Devil's Violin are Daniel Morden, storyteller, Sarah Moody on cello, Oliver Wilson-Dixon on violin. Oliver also mixed and produced the show. To hear more stories and music, please subscribe. And don't forget, you can donate at www.thedevilsviolin.co.uk/donate. When touring is permitted, we will be out and about again with our new show, The Beast in Me. Thank you very much for listening.